Thanks for listening to the Get Over Yourself podcast, brought to you by Carol Fit Stationary Bike Program, 8-minute workouts to get super fit. Perfect Keto, the cleanest, highest potency ketone supplements. MOFO, male optimization formula with organs to boost testosterone. Let's get checked at home testing kits. Try LGC.com. Almost Heaven, beautiful compact home use sauna kits. Brad's macadamia masterpiece, the mind-blowing nut butter blend. And check out bradkearns.com/shop, my personal selection of favorite products for health, fitness, and peak performance. And here we go with the show.
Organ meats are where it's at, but unfortunately, in the Western diet, we seem to focus almost entirely on the muscle meats. So you'd be thinking steak and hamburger when you're going for kidneys, liver, heart, and of course the bone broth has now become very popular for the specialized agents in there that aren't found in muscle meats, particularly collagen and glycosaminoglycans to help with joint material, connective tissue, and a huge impact on your health. When you're taking prostate, when you're taking testicle, you are going right for the throat, man. You're getting the job done with the most potent agent you can imagine on the planet, short of the actual drug-like testosterone agent, okay, like a steroid.
Welcome to the MOFO mission assignment number 4, pound the MOFO, the male optimization formula with organs. So this episode's going to talk about the details of this wonderful product that will re-energize you, re-nourish your depleted cellular energy from all the stresses and nutrient deficiencies in the modern diet, even a health conscious eater. And if you're just checking in right now, please go listen to the first 3 episodes of the MOFO mission assignments 1 through 10 that comprise the MOFO mission. You can learn about everything in detail by downloading the free ebook, Becoming a Modern Day MOFO. Just look at bradkearns.com and click on the MOFO link. You'll see the link to download this wonderful ebook with details about how you can implement each of the 10 assignments of the MOFO mission right away. And these recordings are a wonderful supplement to get you focused, excited, motivated, and have a greater understanding of what it's all about. The MOFO mission is about providing you with all the information and practical guidance you need to immediately start turning things around with improved nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle practices. And now, you've hopefully heard episode number 1, prioritizing your sleep. The second one was called cleaning up your act, ditching toxic foods, toxic substances, toxic relationships, and toxic energy in your life. The MOFO mission assignment number 3 was to eat ancestral foods. We talked about the nose-to-tail strategy and choosing the most nutrient-dense whole foods you can possibly find, regardless of your other dietary particulars and beliefs. You can do it. We can do it together. We could change the world, pick the good foods, get rid of the junk foods, put your money where your mouth is, don't buy that crap anymore, don't give it to your kids. And now we have landed on assignment number 4. MOFO is a nutritional and hormone support supplement like no other, if I do say so myself. You should really consider it a food supplement because it consists entirely of freeze-dried nose-to-tail animal organs from 100% grass-fed cattle in New Zealand, completely pure and highly potent in their original molecular state, which is super important because, as you may have heard with the commercials and the touting of the product, this product is designed to optimize male hormone function with the proteins, peptides, enzymes, cofactors, and molecular biodirectors in the corresponding organ from the grass-fed animal. And this is long-time ancestral practice of consuming the corresponding organ to nourish the organ in your body. It's called Like Supports Like. There's some great scientific rationale and user experience for this practice. You can see some of the links on my MOFO page. So this formula is designed designed to naturally boost your internal testosterone production rather than override these internal mechanisms, which is what drugs do at great expense, because then you become reliant on the exogenous form of testosterone if you're taking that and likely shutting down or diminishing your internal production. So this is giving your body a natural prompting, the genetic signaling, the biodirectors, cofactors that turn on testosterone production and testosterone absorption. So that's where it distinguished from, you might have seen all kinds of testo booster pills that are comprised of different agents that are extracted from laboratory chemical processes and not anywhere near their natural state, even though some of those agents, those plant-based materials, usually have been found to have potential effectiveness. This stuff is the real deal and arguably a more pure and direct connection to supporting health without the interference of product extractions and so forth. The like supports like, as I said, has been a fundamental premise of ancestral healing for thousands of years. Besides that, it's not very time tested. It's also popular practice in functional medicine. You've probably heard of people taking thyroid extract, adrenal extract to give those organs, those functioning, a little boost in the body. Also on the MoFo page, you can read a little bit about how the ancient Romans and Greeks would consume the testicles because of the aphrodisiac properties, and also the Olympians would take these agents to improve their athletic performance. So it's a long since known and practiced, and you too can join up with the fun with virtually no downside risk, right? What you're consuming is an extremely nutrient-dense animal organ. So say what you want to say. If there's magical properties that you believe in or are skeptical about, like perhaps you might find if you presented this to a mainstream physician or scientific expert, you can see for yourself. So many user experiences have already come in with incredible results, myself included. Otherwise, I wouldn't be behind the product. And boy, again, nothing to lose because you're getting such a great nutritional boost in addition to the molecular signaling. So what's so special about organ meats? They are verified as the most nutrient dense, but hugely overlooked and disrespected element of the modern Western diet. We have departed from the ways of our ancestors where these foods were emphasized. They were the focus, the centerpiece, the reward. The big hunters, the apex predators of the planet, are known to attack their prey and immediately feast on the spot. First thing is they go straight for the organs because they have that innate sense that that's where the most nutrition is. That's what the ancestral hunters would do also. They'd take down their prey and the hunters on the spot would feast on the still warm liver, especially. They'd go straight for the liver and the other prized organs before eventually carrying their bounty back to camp and drying the meat out in the sun and doing all those wonderful things. You can see what they did with a real live persistence hunt on this great YouTube documentary called The Great Dance, where some Kung Bushmen tracked an antelope in the desert and finally brought it down, ran it into exhaustion, and then, you know, harvested the animal for a long time with every bit nose to tail taken advantage of. So organ meats are where it's at, but unfortunately, in the Western diet, we seem to focus almost entirely on the muscle meats. So you'd be thinking steak and hamburger, except for a very small percentage of the population that's into this stuff. And fortunately, this group includes people who have preserved ancestral cultural traditions. So I go over to my in-law's house and they serve a fresh menudo soup, which is a Mexican soup made with tripe. So the intestinal lining of the stomach is a key centerpiece of the soup. It's a very popular dish. You can go to the carniceria, the Mexican meat market, and they will sell you some of these organ materials that you won't find at your chain grocery store. French cuisine, as is widely known, places a huge emphasis on organs. And if you look at the brilliant book published by Primal Blueprint Publishing called Bordeaux Kitchen, written by Tanya Teschke, and go find her on my past podcast episodes, as well as her social media and website presence. She has a beautiful website and talks in such great detail about how to prepare lamb brains and other organs from French traditional cuisine. And this is where you get massive doses of nutrition unlike or uncomparable to any other food on the planet. Yes, that includes all the plant-based stuff that everyone's touting as the world's superfood, the blueberries and the kale and all these things. By comparison to the nutrition found in a liver, let's say, there is no comparison. And not that those other foods aren't healthy and have tremendous health properties if you choose to consume them, but it's pretty hard to dispute when you're going for kidneys, liver, heart, and of course the bone broth has now become very popular for the specialized agents in there that aren't found in muscle meats, particularly collagen and glycosaminoglycans to help with joint material, connective tissue, and a huge impact on your health. Dr. Kate Shanahan thinks that connective tissue health is so important that she directly correlates it with longevity. So, with MOFO, the idea here is that you're nourishing depleted cells caused by decades of high-stress lifestyle practices and generally nutrient-deficient diets, even if you're making a concerted effort to eat healthy. For example, the narrator here, your host, Brad Kearns. I've been hardcore primal paleo for now 12 years, and that means no grains, no sugars, no refined industrial seed oils, eating from the wonderful choosing list of meat, fish, fowl, eggs, vegetables, fruits, nuts, and seeds like a true primal enthusiast. Of course, allowances for healthy modern foods like high cacao percentage dark chocolate and high-fat dairy products, organic, minimally processed high-fat dairy products. However, even with that wonderful dietary lineup and getting rid of the bad stuff, when I came across Dr. Kate Shanahan's Four Pillars of Human Nutrition, I realized that I had an A-plus grade in certain areas, and then basically a C-minus or a D-plus or even an F grade in three of the four pillars of human nutrition. So her four pillars are, number one, fresh foods, and that includes all kinds of things on the list, anything that's fresh, like I guess you would call muscle meats, vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, all that stuff goes in the fresh foods category. And then the other three, get this, meat on the bone, organ meat, and fermented foods. So then you have your pickles, sauerkraut, kefir, yogurt, things like that. So out of that list, I was eating a little bit of meat on the bone once in a while. I'd get the proper steak or the chicken with the bone, chicken pieces with the bones, but mostly I was eating muscle meat. Organ meat, almost none, because I really didn't like the taste of liver until I discovered my modern secret of eating it in a frozen state or just lightly thawed and then sprinkled like crazy with salt, and it goes down really easy, tastes pretty nice. So prior to taking action, I was deficient in meat on the bone, organ meat, and then fermented foods, probably not as much as I could have if I'd known how important it is to emphasize that food category. So for most of us, I would say raise your hand if you are a little or a lot deficient in consuming kidneys, heart, and liver as a routine dietary staple. Probably most likely you are, and that's where the supplements can come in. And that's why ancestral supplements has become so popular, is that you can consume these agents in a bottle without any loss of nutritional potency due to the freeze-dried and completely pure process. There's nothing else in the capsule. There's no fillers or cutting agents or preservatives or things like that to diminish the nutrient density, unlike almost all of the vitamin products that you see that are designed in for preserving shelf life and oftentimes have a lot of additives in there. So the MOFO mission assignment number four is to try the product and give it a proper test by taking the recommended 6 capsules per day for at least the entire bottle. Hopefully you'll make an investment in a couple bottles and then have a really good testing period to allow your cells to fully replenish and rejuvenate and feel that energy return, that male hormone function get a little bit of a boost. So we don't want to do a half-ass effort where you forget and you take a little product here and a little product there and you wonder if it's working or not. Seems kind of expensive. But what we're talking about here is a premium product and a devoted experiment to replenish and rejuvenate, because you are most likely depleted for so many different reasons in modern life. You heard about the soil depletion, which I always heard that back in the day with people trying to pitch vitamins and how depleted our soil is now. And now you hear these scientific experts here in 2020 giving some alarming statistics about how monocropping and poor use of the Earth's natural resources has led us down this path of demise, whereby I heard one prediction that we only have 60 more years of farming, and then the soil is going to be completely deficient. We won't be able to have any more crops. It reminds me of the wonderful movie Idiocracy, where so many elements of that hilarious comedy are coming to life, sadly and tragically. So hopefully we can turn the corner on those matters. But in the meanwhile, taking this product that's designed to give you that natural boost in testosterone can be a great feeling. And then you can create leverage and momentum because you start to feel a little bit better, because you have a little bounce in your step when you start your day rather than feeling drag ass. Then you can better adhere to a devoted exercise program. You can better adhere to a nutrient-dense diet free from the junk foods that you often reach for when you're feeling depleted and lacking energy. And even going down on the list, sneak preview, MOFO mission assignment number 10 is quit being a dick to your wife or girlfriend. And that's when the male loses his disposition, his basic nature as a calm, cool, collected, and stable, emotionally stable human being, as detailed in my shows with Dr. John Gray. When you lose that because you're depleted, you're tired, you're overstressed, that's when you start being a little bitchy boy and causing a further decline in testosterone, because when the male loses his cool and steps away from calm, cool, collected kung fu master, as John Gray instructs, you actually feel worse and your hormonal profile declines. So, controlling your own anger, controlling your own emotions is all about doing the hard work to get that natural, high energy lifestyle and positive emotional disposition. So this product can really help if you're depleted. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the component ingredients that are inside the product and give you hopefully a good education that'll be memorable. And then you can talk shop with your friends when they see you swallowing these pills and saying, what's that? Well, first of all, it's testicle. That's the predominant ingredient in MOFO. This gives you a potent dose of the signaling molecules responsible for testosterone production, because testosterone is produced mainly in the testes. A little bit is produced in the adrenal glands. Bovine testicle also contains specific proteins, peptides, enzymes, and cofactors associated with robust testicular health and testosterone production. Like other organ meats, testicle is an incredibly rich source of micronutrients like vitamin E, vitamin D, zinc, and a complete profile of amino acids. One amino acid in particular, D-aspartic acid, is believed to improve low testosterone and low sperm count by prompting an increase in two key precursor hormones, FSH, you've probably heard of that, follicle-stimulating hormone, often appears on a blood test. And you want to watch out when those things are deficient, and also LH, or luteinizing hormone. Okay, so there's the rationale for consuming testicle. Some people wrote to me when they read the product promo and said, oh my gosh, I've had those my whole life. They're called Rocky Mountain oysters where I grew up in my state or my region. So Rocky Mountain oysters, keyword, code word for testicle. The next ingredient in the formula is prostate. So bovine prostate provides those building blocks necessary to nourish your own prostate health, erectile health, and fertility, and also decrease your risk of the extremely prevalent prostate cancer. I think it's the number one most common cancer in males, and the disturbing stat that 80% of men over age 80 get prostate cancer. Why the heck should that be, or does that need to be? And that decline in prostate health that's associated with all manner of lifestyle decline, but when we can target that prostate, we can directly associate that with better man function and disease protection. So prostate nerves trigger the penis to swell and harden with additional blood flow to produce an erection. So it's not all about testosterone. It's about your plumbing system working well too. The high levels of B6 in bovine prostate, B6 is also high in the other MOFO ingredients, help prevent erectile dysfunction by boosting the oxygen-carrying capacity of your red blood cells. The molecular biodirectors in bovine prostate provide the DNA blueprint for the healthy methylation of raw materials such as folate, choline, and B12. Methylation is a chemical reaction occurring in the cell that changes how proteins react to each other in the body. So you've heard that term bantered around. I've heard it bantered around a lot. Didn't fully understand understand what it meant. But it just, when you say you're a poor methylator, or whether you're a poor methylator or a healthy methylator, it just means that these chemical reactions are occurring in a desired and predictable manner, rather than getting stuck on, for example, being a poor methylator of free radicals and getting dragged down by excess free radical production from your crazy, stressful life. And so as you listen to this content and you hear about providing the building blocks to help you process folate, choline, B12, things like that, you've also heard that message from the plant-based community talking about the wonderful benefits of this or that plant agent that is helps you with beta carotene for your eyesight. You eat a bunch of carrots. But as Dr. Paul Saladino accurately points out in a lot of his commentary questioning the rationale for a plant-emphasized diet, it's a much more difficult and complex chemical reaction to convert these nutrients that are contained in plant foods into the usable form for your body when you're talking about the desired end result. Same with fish oil, right? So you're talking about the important agents in oily cold water fish, the omega-3s that have that potent anti-inflammatory effect, and you can also engage in a complex chain reaction to convert plant foods to the anti-inflammatory omega-3 fatty acids, but it's much more difficult. And so when you're taking prostate, when you're taking testicle, you are going right for the throat, man. You're getting the job done with the most potent agent you can imagine on the planet, short of the actual drug-like testosterone agent, okay, like a steroid. Okay, so explain methylation. For example, here's another example to understand. Detoxification processes occur via the methylation of carbon and hydrogen atoms with proteins, which influences the function of enzymes, hormones, and genes. Okay, that was a little more scientific than my explanation, but hopefully you get the takeaway point here that these organ meats are having a direct positive impact on the corresponding organs in your body. Then we go on down the list of the most potent formula around, and it also contains heart. Heart is the richest source of naturally occurring coenzyme Q10 or CoQ10. CoQ10 supports healthy cardiovascular function, arterial health, and blood pressure. CoQ10 is a nutritional and antioxidant powerhouse that boosts the function of your all-important mitochondria. These are the energy-producing power plants located inside almost all of your cells that protect you from free radical damage and represent the most prominent element of healthy cellular energy production. Yes, many experts in the progressive health scene are touting mitochondria as the ultimate key to overall health and disease protection. And if your mitochondria don't work well, that means you do not burn fat well, and that means you're going to have a very difficult time, for example, adhering to a nutritious diet or staying away from disease processes that occur when you are not processing energy cleanly. So you need healthy mitochondria to burn the clean burning fuel of fat and ketones and minimize the effects of free radical production that occurs when you're burning dirty energy, such as processed carbohydrates. Okay, so healthy mitochondria protect you from all manner of disease risk, accelerated aging, fatigue, and healthy mitochondria just allow you to be a clean burning energy machine. By the way, if you're taking statins, oh my goodness, let's see if you can do whatever you can to work with your physician to try to get off of statins by improving your cardiovascular health, because statins deplete CoQ10 in a profound manner, and this causes the prominent side effect of statins, which is muscle aches and fatigue. So it's a slippery slope downhill when your doctor puts you on statins as a preventive measure, and it's worth looking into and educating yourself further about the rationale for that and the things you can do instead or to mitigate mitigate the damage caused by statins. At the very least, if you have to be on them, you should be pounding the CoQ10. And if you go into a nutrition store and look online, you'll see how tremendously expensive CoQ10 is. And that's all the more support for why taking these nutrient-dense animal organs is actually a pretty affordable and economical way to get a broad spectrum of vitamins, minerals, and other agents that are supporting your health, all in one, all in their desired synchronistic natural form, which is a huge thing with vitamins. If you've knowing or heard anything about how vitamins have to work together to be properly absorbed, and if you take too many calcium pills because they told you on late night TV that you should order this big bottle so you don't get osteoporosis, but if you take too much calcium, not enough magnesium, you're going to have all kinds of problems downstream if your vitamin intake is not synchronistic. Okay, and this is entirely synchronistic because this is from the animal, right? It's the same biology as we have. Okay, then we have liver. And liver is arguably the number one most nutrient-dense food on the planet. Why? Because just like our own liver, it serves as the control tower for the storage and dispensation of caloric energy and micronutrients into the bloodstream at all times. That's the bank vault, man. That's where everything is located. And contrary to popular misconception, the liver does not store toxins, but it's a premier detoxifying organ. So when you want to talk about replenishing cellular energy, if you can find a way to adding a whole bunch of grass-fed liver to your diet, and yes, we want to get grass-fed because the nutrient density and the potency of anything related to liver implies that cleanliness and purity is super, super important. And raw, like I said, I like to eat it frozen, sliced raw. Dr. Saladino showed me that trick. And it goes down just fine. So find a source for grass-fed liver. And in the meanwhile, start hitting the supplements really hard if you're not inclined to go slicing up frozen liver every day. So we're talking about MOFO here, but if you were going to add any product from the huge line of ancestral supplements, I would go for the grass-fed beef liver capsule. So you're taking MOFO and a bunch of grass-fed beef liver, and you will likely experience a distinct improvement in your energy levels, evening sleep habits, even mood and emotional stability, because you're nourished now. Liver is the single best dietary source of the difficult to obtain preformed vitamin A, also known as retinol. So much so that if you're not consuming liver, you are quite likely deficient in vitamin A. Retinol supports healthy cell differentiation and proliferation, as well as apoptosis, the desirable programmed death of cells that are misbehaving, precancerous cells. Vitamin A is also fundamental to various other biological functions, including visual and dental health, skin youthfulness, embryonic development, tissue integrity, and immune regulation. Remember, I mentioned taking carrots to help your eyesight. What the carrot is trying to do is to eventually convert downstream to create this fully formed vitamin A in the form of retinol rather than beta carotene, which is the plant-based form. And Dr. Saladino references research that the fully formed vitamin A, as found in liver, is 21 times more potent than a plant-based source of vitamin A. Okay. Vitamin A is also critical for healthy testosterone production. Studies show that having more vitamin A in your testes increases the secretion of testosterone as well as transferrin, which is an agent responsible for the transport of iron and numerous growth factors like IGF-binding protein, androgen-binding protein, transforming growth factor beta, and more. Factors that support hormone optimization, muscle growth, and recovery. Vitamin A is king! Vitamin A also helps decrease estrogen production in the testes. And the final ingredient in the formula is bone marrow. In Chinese medicine, bone marrow is considered the deepest tissue of the body, containing the essence of the being. Native peoples studied by Weston A. Price Foundation make a beeline for this prized nutrition of bone marrow, sucking the marrow out of life, sucking the marrow out of bones of their fresh kill. Researchers at ancient sites would discover piles of cracked bones instead of skeletons, indicating that the marrow had been painstakingly extracted from the carcasses. Wolves breasts instinctively tear into bones with the highest marrow yield on deer carcasses. Bone marrow contains all the nutrients and substances like collagen, growth factors, stem cells, fat-soluble activators, and trace minerals that the body uses to build, repair, and maintain our living bones, teeth, and connective tissue. Stem cells in particular represent the essence of renewal and vitality in our bodies. Bone marrow also contains beneficial compounds that are virtually absent from muscle meats, which means even the healthiest ancestral style eater can become deficient in these agents that I mentioned previously that support connective tissue health, collagen and glycosaminoglycans. You will also find in bone marrow popular ingredients that you might have seen on other supplements like glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid. Again, these agents taken in an isolated, extracted supplement form are much less bioavailable than whole food sources. And when you're talking about those cheap, gigantic bottles at the big box stores, the joint support formulas, they have so many fillers and binding agents and impurities in there that some research suggests that these could be counterproductive to joint health because it's such a junk food vitamin in comparison to freeze-dried bone marrow from grass-fed animals. Oh yeah, baby. So, collagen that's contained in bone marrow is teeming with bioactive growth factors, including IGF-1, transforming growth factor beta-1, and cartilage-derived growth factor. These are a diverse group of proteins that perform critical biological functions within the body, particularly beneficial to health and connective tissue. So, as a recap of the ingredients and their benefits, testicle. They have cofactors and biodirectors that boost testosterone production that prompt a natural boost in your testosterone production. Prostate improves your urological and reproductive health in general. Heart, the all-important coenzyme Q10 for mitochondrial function. Liver, the world's number one superfood, replenishing your cells at the deepest level. And bone marrow, the essence of the body with collagen, glycosaminoglycans, and other winning agents. So hopefully that's a compelling education on the rationale for trying this mofo, giving it a fair test. We mentioned so many hot points about the nutrient-deficient, soil-depleted modern diet. Also, when it comes to all the other choices you have in the testosterone supplement world, oh my gosh, there's so much controversy here because, as you may know, the FDA does not regulate the vitamin supplement industry. So a lot of times, we don't have the proper protection or scrutiny of what's inside these bottles, and they've done some shocking random testing of bottles that you find on the shelf at your friendly neighborhood nutrition store and delivered some horrific results of these highly offensive pollutants that are contained in these pretty slick bottles that were made in a laboratory. And oh my gosh, whoops, there's some heavy metals inside here. Sorry about that. Didn't say that on the label, but there's no regulation of what you say on the label. So with this product, at least you're knowing you're getting 100% pure grass-fed animal organs from New Zealand, the purest, cleanest place for the cattle to graze, the grass-fed cattle their entire lives anywhere on the planet. So very high potency and love that angle that everything's in its most highly bioavailable form with no intervention from laboratory chemical extractions and so forth. So the assignment is to commit to 90 days of daily use. Really, really give it a good shot. Remember, Ancestral Supplements has a generous money-back guarantee. If you want to call them or write them back after 90 days and say, eh, I didn't really feel anything. The first thing I'm going to say is, dude, how about the other 9 assignments on the MOFO mission? Come on, can you come straight with me and tell me whether you've been sleeping right? Have you been a dick to your girlfriend? Are you avoiding estrogenic compounds in your environment? Are you doing everything you can do? But if you say yes and you just aren't happy, you got a money-back guarantee. So there's nothing to lose. Order some right now before it runs out again. Because remember, we launched this product back in April and it's sold out within seconds as of the time of this recording in the summer. The product's in stock, but it's extremely popular and it's extremely hard to source these raw materials. So I advise you to stock up. That's my secret advice here if you've listened all the way through to the end of this podcast. And thank you for doing so. And get ready for the other 6 assignments so we can go all the way 1 through 10 on this MOFO mission together. thank you for listening to the show. We would love your feedback at getoveryourselfpodcast@gmail.com. And we would also love if you could leave a rating and a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. I know it's a hassle. You have to go to desktop iTunes, click on the tab that says ratings and reviews, and then click to rate the show anywhere from 5 to 5 stars. And it really helps spread the word so more people can find the show and get over themselves because they need to. Thanks for doing it.